Time for Snapshot Wednesday, brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And in the spotlight today, if you're looking for luxury in an SUV, this is going to blow your mind.
Steve, are you sitting down for this?
You should. I am sitting down.
Okay, good.
What do you got?
Good.
Okay, a 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 4MATIC. It's a 2018 with only 44,000 miles.
And when, I saw that online last night. Is that the first Mercedes he's had?
Oh, no. He's had some sedans and other SUVs here and there. But when you look at the price, we'll keep it a secret because it's that ridiculous. You look at the price and go, what?
Yeah.
For that, I'm grabbing it. And somebody will. This is a beautiful, clean, spectacular, low-mileage Mercedes.
Do you think maybe...
Very, very sharp.
Think maybe there's a chance Tony's webmaster made a mistake with the price?
Probably not. You would think that looking at it, but no. Okay. They know what they're doing. But you're right, because you do a triple take, you're like, wait a minute. That's a Mercedes SUV. It only has 44,000 miles, and that's the price? Okay.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Tony's fairwayauto.com.
All right. So Mike Dell, he raised the bar as high as it could go. He got a grand slam this morning. We'd love to start another trend of double grand slams.
Yes.
Well, the pressure's on. I'm not at all surprised that my pal Mike Dell got a grand slam, but I'll do my very best. I do have my thinking cap on. I have the little chin strap on my thinking cap secured tightly, so I think I'm ready to go.
Boy, I think Paul's selections today are slightly challenging, Steve, but not as difficult as some editions of Snapshot Wednesday, in my opinion.
It's good. It's easy. All right, snapshot number one.
Oh, I just saw something on YouTube about this song, about how unique it was that they tried to produce kind of a dreamy atmosphere, and it is a very different song. I think that's 10cc, I'm Not in Love.
Yeah, that's right. I think they did that in layers. It was very interesting how that whole thing was produced.
Yeah,
way ahead of their time, they're thinking. All right, snapshot number two.
Oh, is that the bubble-headed bleach blonde song? Is that the Dirty Laundry?
Yep. Yes, it is. Yes, sir. All right, moving on to snapshot number three.
Oh, I think that's Mike Dowell will be able to tell me if it's true or not. Was that a song written by Paul McCartney in response to John Lennon criticizing him for writing silly little love songs?
Well, that is a popular theory. Yeah, I'm not sure if Paul intentionally wrote it in response to something John said, or because John did make a couple of comments negatively about the music of Paul and Wings, but also, depending on the day, had good things to say about them. So it depends on what mood the interviewer caught John in, I think. But
and with all that, Ringo says, come on, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
No more autographs. Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right, we're looking good. We could get a double grand slam. Here we go. Here comes this morning's bonus.
Oh, lots of synthesizers.
You want it again?
What is that song? Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
It's not why is Chariots of Fire coming to my mind? I don't think that's it. Big synthesizer. Let me have it one more time.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it. Synthesizers, Chariots of Fire type of theme. I think that's all I got for you.
That's all you got? That's your final answer?
Gonna have to be, buddy.
Yeah, no. We're gonna have to Rickroll you. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Yeah, Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up.
From now on.
Was he a one-hit wonder kind of guy, Mike?
He had another big hit called Together Forever that I think
He was a two-hits wonder.
He seems like a nice guy, though, when you watch interviews with him.
Yeah,
he seems
I've seen
like
some.
A super nice guy.
Yeah. He was, I remember when that first came out, not the controversy, but all of the dialogue was, he looks so young, and then he sings, and he's got this mature, deep, manly voice.
Yeah, he's a little guy, but a big voice.
Yeah. All right, well, 3 out of 4 is not bad, but not a double grand slam. It's okay. But a big thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us the challenging Snapshot Wednesday.